The livestock siting law was passed 8 years ago to set standards for local governments if they want to create permits for new and expanded livestock operations. The town of Magnolia in Rock County attached some conditions aimed at reducing water pollution to a permit granted for the Larson Acres Concentrated Animal Feeding Operation, or CAFO. But Larson Acres objected to the conditions, eventually winning at the State Court of Appeals. The state Supreme Court has ruled 5-2 in favor of the CAFO. Paul Zimmerman of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says the decision is a huge win for Wisconsin's livestock industry.
It will give livestock farmers confidence to know up front what the rules and regulations are if they wish to expand.
Zimmerman says while the Larson Acres case has been in the courts in the last few years, 23 counties and more than 40 townships have adopted the state livestock siting standards and issued more than 70 permits. Zimmerman says local units of government still have the ability to make sure permits are followed. But attorney Krista Westerberg, who represents neighbors critical of the Larson Acres expansion, says water pollution remains a concern.
The court pointed out that towns can still do enforcement actions against CAFOs, such as for nuisance, but we don't think that's an adequate remedy because that's after the fact. That's after the pollution has occurred.
Westerberg hopes the legislature changes the livestock siting law, but the Farm Bureau says the law works fine. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.